AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Qatar is hosting a summit over Israel's attack in Doha that targeted Hamas leaders last week. The country has been a key mediator in the Israel-Hamas war talks. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials to express U.S. concern over the attack on Qatar and to discuss Israel's planned new offensive on Gaza City. And in Germany, the country's new leader Friedrich Merz's conservatives are ahead, but a far-right party has nearly tripled its showing compared with 5 years ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friedrich Merz's party has finished first in municipal polls in Germany's most populous state, but the biggest winner in the first electoral test since Merz's government took power is the far-right Alternative for Germany party. AfD's swift rise has been fueled by discontent over large numbers of migrants, but also other issues, including a stagnant economy and the war in Ukraine. Its support has remained high despite Germany's domestic intelligence agency classifying it as a right-wing extremist organization, a designation that it suspended after AfD launched a legal challenge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And authorities are still investigating the motive behind Charlie Kirk's assassination. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is not being cooperative in custody. He also noted that family and friends described Robinson's politics as veering left in recent years. Robinson was arrested on suspicion of aggravated murder and other felony offenses. Prosecutors are drawing up formal charges that could be filed this week when he's expected to make his first court appearance. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Bobby Hart, who co-wrote Last Train to Clarksville and other hits for the Monkees, has died at the age of 86.
Bobby Hart, who co-wrote the Monkees theme song and leaves behind a legacy of other hits, has died at 86 at his home in Los Angeles, according to his friend Glenn Ballantyne. He had been in poor health since breaking his hip last year. Hart also co-wrote the number one hit, Last Train to Clarksville. Many of Hart's songs were covered by everyone, from Dean Martin, Little Lovely One, to the Sex Pistols, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, to Linda Ronstadt, Hurt So Bad. Hart was a minister's son born in Phoenix as Robert Luke Harshman. He leaves behind a wife and two sons from a previous marriage. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.